Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
So the 2026 legislative session is officially in the books. This week began with the governor vetoing dozens of bills and 16 pages of line items out of the budget. But the week ended on a much brighter note as the legislature further cemented Governor Laura Kelly's place as the most overridden governor in the history of Kansas. Yeah, well, you know, gives her a legacy. With us now is Senate President Ty Masterson to bring us our final Under the Dome update of the session. Senator, thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Glad to be here, John. It was another good one. We did set a brand new record. I think in total it was 35 overrides.
Wow.
Fully completed.
35
policy items, and 35. 20 are straight up policy items, and then 15 of her budget line items. And it was stuff that was, well, it wouldn't surprise your audience. You know, it was stuff that was making our elections have more integrity and with immigration and public safety and school freedom and all that. But we had to override vetoes to get any of that. So
I was surprised. I mean, some simple things like the unanimous, you know, administration and regulation bill that passed both chambers without any opposition. And she vetoed that. I mean, there were things that she was vetoing that real head scratchers.
I don't know how to explain. That's the first time I've seen a veto of a bill that was unanimously passed in both chambers. I just never seen that before. Not sure what she was thinking. So
yeah, well, you know, we could be here all night trying to figure out what Laura Kelly's thinking. There was let's talk about the big elephant in the room. And you know, I've known Dan since I served with him in the House, and I love the speaker. I absolutely love Dan, but I don't, and we don't want to talk about my House rep because if I get talking about Brian Bergkamp, I'll get myself in trouble, because I'll face an FCC fine because I might say something that I'm not supposed to say on the air. Cause that guy voted against every tax bill that came out and then twice on Sunday, but
it shocked me. Yeah, that's for sure.
We couldn't get the cap done. They did pass property tax reform.
The Senate sent three different versions of the cap, too.
I know you did. The House wouldn't do the cap. There was a property tax bill that came out. Do you think the governor will veto that, or you think there's a chance she might let that come into law?
Well, she vetoed the last one, right? We did a revenue limit bill right before we left, and then she vetoed that. And so this is the second. Now, this one is watered down significantly. What frustrates me to no end is it does start putting limits in, but, I mean, the limits are high enough. I mean, I can't honestly go out and say we're not bringing significant property tax relief to right. our constituents like we want to. But it is a start, and I hope it's watered down enough she'll sign it. And then next year when we have a Republican governor, we'll take real swings at him.
It is a start. And I, you know, that's one of the things that frustrates me is I think there's a lot of folks, particularly in the House, that were voting no because they were holding out for perfection. And, you know, Ronald Reagan was one of those who would always say perfect is the enemy of good. And you've got to take incremental wins when you can get them. If you know what I mean? And,
oh, yeah.
And I think that was what was so frustrating for me was, look, if you can get a win, take a win. But some of our guys just were refusing to take, you know, yes for an answer. And I mean, kudos to the speaker for getting past what he could get past. But do you, I mean, if you're a betting man, do you think Laura Kelly will veto this?
If I'm a betting man, I would not put much money out there that she doesn't.
Well, I think it's
actually likely she does.
Yeah, I did see a tweet from Ethan Corson, who is, you know, the heir apparent, and he came out publicly against it, and that should be an indicator right there.
Yeah, and all the Democrats in the Senate voted against it. I think there were a handful of Democrats on the House side actually voted for it, but the majority of all the Democrats voted against every single tax relief bill we put out on property.
So. Yeah, well, it wasn't only Democrats, sadly.
No, I was just saying it's an indication of a veto.
Yes,
the majority of Democrats. Ultimately, what caused us the problem on the constitutional amendment that would have limited the increases was the disagreement that there were about 19 Republicans in the House that sided with the Democrats to kill every one of those versions. And what they didn't like was the fact that there was authorizing language that would allow the legislature, the people's representatives, to actually put caps and limits in on property tax, on all property. And they just did. They wouldn't take it.
I'm aware. Trust me. I'm aware. My rep was one of them. I'm aware.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah.
we're talking with Senate President Ty Masterson. You guys did have some wins on, you know, some of the overrides. There were a couple of pro-life bills. We had the public safety bill that the governor, you know, couldn't help but veto. And this one allows law enforcement to cooperate with federal authorities. You guys had a number of wins in those areas, though.
Yeah. And on that, it also not just protecting our law enforcement, protecting our citizens, but even protecting the protesters. Right. I mean, it's one of those had the what we call the HALO Act.
Right.
You need to stay 25 feet back from active law enforcement engagement, or you may get arrested yourself. And we had some people say, well, you're stopping free speech. That's completely wrong. You can still stand there and have your vile sign and yell your crazy thing. You just can't go up and be right up on the law enforcement officer, which is just not safe. So we did take some great strides on public safety. Oh, and we overrode the veto to opt in to the federal tax credit for education.
Right. Saw that.
Which was a foolish thing not to do. Right. We had done the cell phone ban earlier in the year. We passed some stuff on civics and, you know, teaching the real plight of communism and socialism. So yep. We had some real stuff. Kirk Act.
I was going to ask you about the Kirk Act. Yeah. That's another one that she vetoed. You'd think that Democrats would be in support of free speech.
You would think, but only if it's their speech.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Only if it's speech they agree with.
Yes, it's terrible.
So you guys are
for Maha too.
I'm sorry, say again.
You know, like we did some stuff for the Make America Healthy stuff too. We as far as recess and presidential fitness and things like that. I mean, there was some fun stuff we got done. We weren't able to get the food dye ban that the Maha move was interested in. The House wouldn't have it. Senate put that out, but we couldn't get that done either. Oh, and then the SNAP waiver, you know, we're not buying pop and candy on food stamps. So there were some good things there too.
So now, the session is over with, and it really, I mean, as I know, as I'm sure, you know, many of our listeners are aware, sine die hits, and it's like the, you know, at a racetrack, when the gate comes up, it's off on running on elections.
For the entire House and every statewide.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yep.
So that's what the focus will be now is, you know, trying to maintain our House majority and then these statewide elections. And that's got to be the big focus now, especially over on the House side, is maintaining that House supermajority, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. Because the thing is, since we failed on a constitutional amendment, if the House loses its supermajority, we won't have, there'll be a whole term you can't get a constitutional amendment because that has nothing to do with who's in the governor's office, right? That's the supermajority of the legislature. And if we lose the supermajority on the House, getting a constitutional amendment to restrict property tax would be basically impossible.
Well, and the other thing that we have to focus on at this point as well is changing who resides on the second floor. That is getting a Republican governor. That's got to be priority number one.
Nobody more invested in that than me.
That is true. And along those lines, if folks want to reach out, if they have questions, if they want to, you know, support you, if they have questions or they want to get more information, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
MastersonForGovernor.com.
See, look how I did that.
We'd love to have everybody. Appreciate you.
Ty, we appreciate you. This will be our last Under the Dome update for the year. So we appreciate you joining us, my friend. And you guys had a late night and an early morning on Friday night, Saturday morning. But we appreciate you and all the good work that you did this session.
Thanks, John. Keep up the fight.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.